Good morning.
What are your recollections of that night 25 years ago?
I just remember it as being a very hot, sticky evening, and you just felt that there was a storm impending.
And it turned out to be one of the biggest and most unusual ever.
It did, indeed. Understatement.
What was the devastation like?
Unbelievable. At first you thought perhaps it was just your house that was hit or your street, and your first impulse was, you know, it's like, okay, we'll go next door and get help. And obviously it was you that didn't happen, because everybody had their own concerns and things happened to everybody.
You lost your home, didn't you?
Yes.
And you were also on the village board, and you were instrumental in bringing the town back afterward.
Well, along with a whole lot of other people, as well as the outside world, reached out to us just unbelievably.
Did it seem insurmountable at the time? I mean, just how badly was the town set back?
Well, I guess we just, it's like a lot of things, you have to take a day at a time. And there were days when we would have two village board meetings. Decisions had to be made, like, quickly.
Do you think of any particular story that really sums up the spirit of the people in bringing the town back?
Well, I guess what I think about is the sign that an employee put on the Case implement dealer that had been demolished, and there was a board out front, and she wrote on there, "We're not giving up, we're going on." And that probably became our byline. We just, there were T-shirts made up, and that's what we thought, and we knew we had to. It's just like anything else in life. You take the bad with the good and make the best of it and do the best you can.
My understanding is there's going to be no community commemoration of this anniversary, because the last time it was done, 5 years ago, it just took too much out of people.
It was very impressive, and we asked the families that had lost someone. They were all remembered, and so, yeah, we thought we have gone on. The community now has doubled to what we were at that time.
That's a very good point. Barneveld's a much bigger, newer place now, filled with people who have no memory of that time.
Exactly. It's a part of our past, and it always will be. But we look ahead, not back.
Well, Mary Ann Myers, thanks so much for being with us.
You're very welcome.